Thank you for joining me, and welcome to another week of Paranormal Mysteries. I am your host, Nick Ryan. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and on today's show, we'll be talking about reality glitches, helpful spirits, alien abduction, and much more. But before we start, I'd like to say thank you to Donetta, Maddie, and Craig for their support and generosity. If you enjoy the show, please consider subscribing, sharing, and reviewing the podcast. This supports us by helping new listeners to discover the show. And if you'd like to support us even further by becoming a patron or by donating, please visit us at patreon.com/paranormalmysteries or at buymeacoffee.com/paranormal. These links and others can be found in the show notes. And if you've encountered the paranormal and would like to share your story, please email me at paranormalmysteriespodcast@gmail.com. All experiences, no matter how big or small, are always welcome. And with that in mind, our first story comes to us from Brianna. And Brianna says, "In 2011, I met a guy named Dan. Dan was dating my best friend at the time, and she knew he was the one she was going to marry. Fast forward a few months. At a party, we all decide to mess with a Ouija board. Dan did this often and would provoke spirits to show themselves. He would cuss them, taunt them, and all sorts of other stuff. Well, that night didn't go so well. He was taunting a spirit who said his name was EQE, and all he would say was FU over and over again. The cursor was moving rapidly at this point, and we were all terrified and drunk, I might add. All of a sudden, Dan just stops. He goes completely white and as quiet as can be. After a few minutes, he starts telling us that the devil is inside of him now. He was never the same after that night. He became abusive towards my best friend, and eventually they moved in with us. There were nights sitting around the table drinking, where he would vividly describe all the ways that he's thought about killing us, and when one of us was alone in the house, all the faucets would turn on simultaneously. We also heard horrible footsteps, like the toenails were so long that they were scraping the floor. There were nights where he'd wake up screaming, talking about a red-eyed shadow above him that wouldn't leave him alone, and two lesser demons planning his death in the corner, and it was just beyond creepy. I eventually left the house after no one would help him. Things had become much worse, and he became violent and cruel towards all of us, and eventually over the years, he did try to end his own life. He said he couldn't take it anymore, and that he had gained control over his body for a few minutes, and just thought the best way out was a gun. To this day, I think about all the things that we witnessed. It was a terrifying experience." Our next story of the night comes to us from a Jester. And Jester's story is called Shared Reality Glitch or Abduction. Jester says, "I've recently started listening to your podcast, and I find it very intriguing to listen to. I don't have many paranormal experiences, and I'm quite the skeptic when it comes to these things, but I have this one story that I'd like to share, and I think some might find it interesting. This story can be perceived in many ways, as it's very hard to describe properly in just words, and you could come up with a lot of different theories for why this happened, or even what exactly happened in and of itself. But for the purposes of telling it in the best way that I can, I'm going to be involving my own theories and beliefs about what happened. I had finally fallen asleep after staying up for a little over 24 hours, as I suffer from parasomnia, and was only asleep for about 4 or 5 hours before waking up. During the time I was asleep, I remember having extremely strange dreams, which involved inception-type dreams, within dreams, within more dreams, and being aware that I was dreaming, but feeling as though I was unable to wake up. In fact, this is what caused the feeling of pure terror when I did actually wake up, because I still had a slight feeling that I was dreaming. I sat up, shaking and cold, with a strange foggy feeling and vibrating vision. There was a subtle yet deep vibration that sounded like it was near me and miles away at the same time. My dogs would bark randomly at nothing, and there was just a sense of dread in the air, like something was terribly wrong. My roommate was hammering a bookcase, and at least in the way that I perceived reality, it sounded aggressive and so loud that the inside of my ears felt like they were being vibrated every time I heard the hammer hit the wood. This is really hard to describe, but the air almost felt like it stopped, like time had stopped, but living things hadn't stopped. The colors in everything looked desaturated, like the opposite of what you hear people say about colors when they trip on psychedelics. But the biggest part of all of this that disturbed me the most was the vibration. This is because I actually asked my roommate what it was, and he looked at me confused and asked me, "What vibration?" I swear on everything, this wasn't a subtle, "Do I really hear that?" type of sound. This was so real, I could practically feel it. I could feel it in the same way that you can feel the vibration of a subwoofer. Most of what was terrifying about all of this was the feelings that I experienced during this, which is why it's so hard to put into words. I had to try to sleep for most of the day in order to fully recover. Being a very, and maybe even sometimes annoyingly, skeptical person, I would have blown most of this experience off as being sleep-deprived and found excuses for what the vibration was or why my dogs were barking at nothing if it wasn't for what my girlfriend experienced during the short time I was asleep. Before I even told her about this, she had brought up how that night she had woken up to a loud and aggressive-sounding banging that neither her dog nor her family had woken up to. She said that she felt an extreme sense of doom and saw a bright light from outside her house shine through all of her windows, as if someone was using some kind of God-powered flashlight outside. And just as quick as it all started, it stopped, and everything was quiet again. She lives in the literal middle of nowhere, so there's no way there was someone outside. She lives a couple hours from any other person, and she said it was many times brighter than the headlights of a car. She said the banging also sounded more internal rather than external, similar to when you listen to music with headphones rather than being similar to someone banging on your door. This reminded me of the vibration I heard, and I told her all about my experience. She thinks that she was abducted by aliens, whereas I have a much more existential theory on it that would make this story much longer than it already is, so I won't get into it. I have no solid explanation or climactic resolution to this story, so take what you will from it. All I know is that reality can bend and morph in ways you might really think are impossible, and it's much more terrifying than you might think. It's not like watching a scary movie. You and your grip on reality are much more vulnerable than you think. Thank you for reading this, and I appreciate the podcast. A Jester. Our next story of the night comes to us from Tia. And Tia says, "Hi Nick, I love your podcast. I need to know if anyone has experienced what me, my uncle, and my husband saw. This is a little long, and I apologize. We are from a small town in North Carolina. My nanny and my papa raised me. My papa was everything to me, and on January 26, 2011, we lost him due to a battle with cancer. Our hearts were broken. On the 27th, we all got together early at the funeral home to make the final arrangements. When we got back to my nanny's house, there was the usual people coming over to pay their respect and bring food for the family. Around 11, me, my husband, and my uncle went outside to smoke a cigarette. I have to say that the day had warmed up quite a bit for January here. The skies were clear, sun shining, and the three of us were talking about Papa. And all three of us then heard this noise above us. The best way to describe it was almost like a roaring sound, kind of like a low-flying jet. All three of us looked up and saw 25 to 50 solid white bubbles, and these things were the whitest things I had ever seen. My uncle said, "What are those?" And I said, "Bubbles?" And my husband said, "No, I don't think so." They then drifted, and as they did, they changed shapes. We were still looking at them, and then I said, "Papers?" And my uncle said, "No, I don't think so." Then they changed again, and were now a little farther away, and that's when I said, "Doves, maybe." And my husband said, "That's not possible." Then, as they were a little farther away, they got huge, almost human-looking, with huge wings. They then stacked on top of one another in columns of two. The ones on top looked like they jumped, and one by one, they disappeared. My grandmother, who is a devout Christian, told me it was a group of angels. I don't know, but we often catch ourselves looking at the sky. Thanks for your podcast, and keep up the incredible work. I would love to know if anyone else has had this experience. Tia. Our next story of the night comes to us from Ryan, and Ryan's story is called Me and My Friend Saw a Shadow Person. Ryan says, Hi, I'm new to the podcast and currently on episode 16 and loving it so far. You covering shadow people for a bit jogged my memory of me and my friend's separate occasions with shadow people. When I was a teenager, maybe 15 to 17, I was sleeping like any other night, and my body woke up in the middle of the night. I leaned up in bed to stretch, and I glanced over to the edge of the bed to see a shadowy silhouette of a person. No facial features, no clothes, and no hair. Just a perfect silhouette of a person. I stared directly at their face in silent horror for probably 5 seconds, which seemed like an eternity, before they vanished after I blinked. I told no one about this because my family would never believe me if I said anything, but I slept with the light on for weeks after that. As time passed, I tried to rationalize my experience, and I slowly forgot about it. Fast forward into my early 20s. I was getting back into paranormal stories, and I was discussing some paranormal topics with my friend and roommate. We eventually got on the topic of shadow people, and she said that she had a similar experience in her teens as well, but she had sleep paralysis at the time of her experience. She told me that the shadow person she saw was very similar to mine, but they were wearing a hat, and instead of vanishing, they moved outside of her field of vision without moving. When she regained control of her body, she looked around and couldn't find them. It was reassuring to know that I wasn't alone in my experience. She then told me that shadow people with more clothing on tend to be more powerful entities. I never looked into that statement, so I wouldn't know. It's definitely an experience that's been burned into me, and there are some nights, like tonight, where I sleep with the lights on, so I don't see one again. Our next story of the night comes to us from Dan, and Dan says, Hey Nick, I found your podcast about 2 months ago and have been binging it every day while working. I have listened to almost every episode, which is odd because I would classify myself as a skeptic when it comes to ghosts, but I do respect those who have come forward and had the courage to share their experiences, which has led me to finally bite the bullet and share my experiences. This is my first story. I believe it was episode 5 when you shared your personal experience and mentioned how you go long periods of time not remembering said instance, and that got me thinking about a UFO I had seen when I was about 8 years old, and up until listening to that episode, I had completely forgotten it even happened. I realized I've never told anyone about it, which is strange, because I've told my wife about my other experiences, and my mom was with me and witnessed another, so it's not like I thought no one would believe me. It was just like it vanished from my memory. Anyway, I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and I had an urge to look out of my bedroom window. When I looked outside, I saw what looked like a harmonica, but all the holes were different colored lights, and it was moving slowly left to right. It made no noise, and was about 40 to 50 feet up between our apartment building and the one behind ours. Story number 2. A few years later, when I was around 11 or 12, we moved down the road to a different town, but was only a couple of miles from our previous apartment. We were coming home one night from dinner at some restaurant, and as we drove by our old apartment complex, I looked up and saw another UFO. This time, it was a triangle with no lights. I told my mom and my stepmom about it, and they looked up and immediately turned down a side road to try and get a better look at it. We passed a couple of big trees that blocked our view, but once we got past them, it was gone. Mind you, we lived in the flight path of a major airport, so we knew what a plane looked like at night. This was nothing like that. This is my last story. I think I have prophetic dreams. I will have a dream and think nothing of it until weeks or sometimes months go by, when said dream happens in real life. It started when I was a kid, and the dreams would only be a few seconds long, of people sitting in a room in a certain way. And then when it happens in real life, I get this feeling in the pit of my stomach, and instantly remember the dream. As I have gotten older, the dreams have gotten longer, and there will be more detail. The most recent dream was me and my wife sitting on the couch watching the news when we were told we had to quarantine last year. Every word the people on the news said, they said in my dream weeks prior. They were even wearing the same clothes. They don't happen as much as they did when I was a kid, maybe because of how in-depth they are now, but it's definitely creeped me out a few times. I really enjoy your podcast, and I wish you nothing but continued success. Thanks for your time. Dan. Our next story comes to us from Tom, and Tom's story is called Help from My Family. Tom's story may be a little dark for some listeners, so please be warned. Tom says, Hi Nick, it's been a while, but I'm still tuning into the podcast twice a week. This experience is extremely dark, and I would understand if you weren't to share it, because some might feel uncomfortable listening to it. Albeit, this is something I haven't told anyone, and hadn't planned to until I heard a recent episode about a spirit stopping a suicide attempt. About 11 years ago, I was suffering with depression. I didn't know it at the time, but I was in a really bad way. I was lying to friends and family to cover up how bad I was. Looking back, I must have done a pretty good job, because I was bad for a while, and my behavior was unrecognizable compared to the person that I am now. Anyway, one day, I decided I had had enough, and attempted to take my own life. I left my house, and after taking some pills, I had walked to the local fields. I didn't know what the pills would do, but I knew that I wanted out of my deep depression. While walking, I decided that the pills weren't enough, and I ventured deeper into the trees to hang myself. Again, I am sorry this is so dark, but it is, hand in heart, the truth. After a while, I did exactly as I planned. Well, as I'm here writing this, you can see it wasn't a success, thankfully. I awoke sitting against a tree stump, confused and completely broken. You see, during my ordeal, I blacked out. But when I woke up, I recalled having two men bustling around me, talking to each other and working out how to get me down from the tree, literally lifting me and maneuvering me to the ground. It was my late father and uncle. I knew it as clear as I have known anything before in my life. This sounds absolutely mad, doesn't it? But it happened, Nick. I sat there for hours, thinking of how I would rebuild my life, knowing I wasn't leaving just yet. During those hours, I could see in the distance, around 30 to 40 meters away, a slight figure that had a white glow around it. It was my late grandfather. Again, I knew it without any doubt. He just stood there looking over at me. He was always my father figure after I lost my dad. My grandfather was a great, great man. He had a soothing, calming presence in life. And he did that day, too. Eventually, I made my way home to face my family, and I told them about my depression, and I got help. Although this is a very dark email, I can thankfully say I have gone on to have a beautiful young family, and my mental health is okay now. I do have dips, but I can recognize this and deal with it much better now. Thank you, Nick. I haven't ever told anyone this story, because quite frankly, no one would ever believe me or want to hear the detail. Again, I appreciate that this is pretty strong stuff. Keep up the great work, mate. Tom. Our next listener story comes to us from Ivan, and Ivan's story is called UFO. Ivan says, A couple of years ago, during my sleep, I woke up to very bright lights coming from the window. Since it was summertime, my window was open, and so was my curtain. When the bright light woke me up, the first thing that came to my mind was maybe a helicopter flying around the area. But as I stared at the light even more, I was able to hear some noises that sounded like computer or sci-fi futuristic sounds. The bright light stayed in my window for a good 5 minutes, and it just vanished without leaving a clue behind. I share my room with my uncle, and he never heard or felt a bright light coming from the window. Our last story of the night comes to us from Austin. Austin says, Hello, I just discovered your podcast today and felt the urge to share my several paranormal stories. My first encounter was when I was in fourth grade. I was playing outside while my mom was out and decided to look into my living room window. When I looked in, I saw a figure in the shape of a human, but this was the darkest thing I've ever seen. It looked like I was staring into a black hole. I didn't know what to do, so I just walked away, and I never saw it again. I didn't have another encounter until about 3 years ago. I had just moved to Montana and into a house built in the 20s. I was in the basement bathroom one day shaving when I saw what looked like someone walking in front of the light, but this shadow crossed the door into the bathroom, and there was another time shortly after where it looked like someone walked in front of the TV in the living room. My last encounter so far was 2 years ago. My girlfriend and I were in between houses and were staying with her parents. I had to work the next day, so I went to bed earlier than everyone else. I was asleep and woke up to see a young girl of around 12 years old looking out the window in my bedroom. Thinking that I was dreaming still, I quickly woke up, but she was still there, plain as day. She was a very pale white and wearing a mid-1800s dress with her hair down. I looked at her for a moment and then put my head back down, too scared to do anything else. I never saw her again. Signed, Austin. As we bring tonight's episode to an end, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in, and a special thank you goes out to Brianna, Adjuster, Tia, Ryan, Dan, Tom, Ivan, and Austin for sharing their experiences. Have you witnessed something paranormal? If so, I'd like to hear your story. You can email me at paranormalmysteriespodcast@gmail.com or visit us at paranormalmysteriespodcast.com and click on the Tell Your Story link. All of our contact information can be found in the show notes. Until next time, I hope you all have a great beginning to your week, and I look forward to seeing you back here on Wednesday as we continue our journey into the unexplained, here on Paranormal Mysteries.